So, Declan, thanks for joining us. I suppose as we look back at games and look ahead to matches, it's the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. And after yesterday's match, Cork City at home drawing with Waterford 0-0, Harps still have that slight advantage, a couple of games in hand, and it's still very much advantage Van Harps as we go to another week, another uncertain week of football in the top flight.
Yeah, it's been a difficult week for everybody, considering games being cancelled and the rescheduling of matches as well. So, yeah, but listen, a big result again, obviously. Cork were probably thinking that they probably could get 3 points against Waterford and ended up 0-0 draw. So, yeah, they gained a point, obviously, and Harps 1 point between them, but Harps two games in hand. So, it's looking very favourable towards Harps, but we still need to get the points on the board. And we've Bowes next away, and then we've got three home games, St Pat's, Waterford with Shamrock Rovers game scheduled somewhere in within those. So you're going to play, I mean, pretty much three league matches at home to go to get some points on the board and obviously just to push yourself away from Cork City at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, I suppose obviously the squad has changed, Declan, over the last couple of seasons. It's fair to say maybe 20% of the squad there, along with the management and the backroom team, have been in this situation before. And when you have a very slight advantage like that, a couple of games in hand, experience is very much telling, and it's going in favour of Harps.
Yeah, it is. And probably you mightn't have too many players. You mentioned 20%, but you mightn't have too many more players that have played in the playoff situations, but what you do have is loads of experience with guys that have been around and have the experience of playing on big games and big occasions, and that's what's going to come down to now. Three cup finals really at home, and obviously Bowes away, but then you have three cup finals at home, and that's where you got to make sure those players come to the fore and produce big performances when needed and get 3 points somewhere along the line. So, I mean, Cork have got Sligo away, and then they've got Derry City at home, so you're waiting for, hopefully your northwest neighbours can do us a favour there, but also you've got to look after your own business and make sure you won your games, and obviously that starts with Bowes, but hopefully we can get something out of that and maybe then try to get 3 points or 6 points in the remaining three games at home that'll push you potentially into the playoffs, but maybe you make an opportunity to catch a Shelburne.
Yeah, is that a target maybe Ollie and Paul Hegarty are continuing to talk about? Because Paul mentioned it in after-game interviews in recent matches, I think it was against Cork and then before that against Derry, that they were looking at the sides above them. There's, 5 points, isn't it, at the moment? Derry and Shells on 16, Harps on 11. Is that catchable? But obviously, Shells are playing today against Sligo, so they'll be looking for Sligo to do them a favour. But is that still a target, do you think, Phil?
It is. I mean, there's 5 points between it. Harps have a game in hand over Shelburne. Derry City is just a point above that with 16 points as well, sorry, and they played 14 games. But yeah, I suppose the most important key element would be that let's secure the playoff spot first. If we can go after then Shelburne and try to drag them into that and get above them. I mean, if you won two games, home game, 6 points, it can really change things around depending on how results go. And Harps know what they have to do, as you said. I mean, Shelburne are playing Sligo, so that's another game they have played that would put them in 16. So you've two games ahead of them. So if they don't get no points against Sligo Rovers, I mean, two victories can bring you a leapfrog, both Shelburne, and you're out of the playoffs. But let's secure a playoff spot first and get a wee bit of distance between yourself and Cork, and then we'll work on the rest and obviously try to get above the teams above us.
Given the current climate and the situation that we're in, and you badly need points if you are to stay in the top flight, how disruptive has a 20-day break or has a 20-day break going to be for Harps, given the Rovers game was called off? It's a long time, Declan.
It is. It's a long time. Long time no games, and some, you know, you it can work in your favour sometimes. What I mean by that is it gives you an opportunity maybe to get all maybe three or four players are carrying knocks that have injuries and get them fully fit and back into your team again. But playing without football for 20 days, I mean, it's 3 weeks. It's a long time without a game. So trying to get that intensity. So, I mean, I presume they'll be trying to get friendly matches played in between that, so they're nice and sharp and ready for the next challenge against Bowes. But it can work both ways. It just really depends. And it depends how you are. But, yeah, listen, it's a difficult one to see how it's going to go, and I obviously won't know that until they go and play Bowes up in Derry Mount in their next match. But I mean, the training will be good and the intensity will be there for training, but you can't beat matches, and I would say that's probably something that the management team are looking at, is trying to get a few friendlies to get players a bit sharper and get ready for the last four games of the season.
Yep, just looking at Derry City. They, of course, play Dundalk this coming Monday night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Derry haven't been firing all cylinders like what Declan Devine hoped they would this campaign, but they know if they can get a result against Dundalk that they should be okay. Is it a good time to meet Dundalk for the Candy Stripes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Dundalk don't seem to be in the same sort of form they were in last year. The results on the table shows that there seems a lot of tension and concentration towards the Europa League. And to be fair to Derry, every time they've been up to Oriel, they've really played well. And there's a couple of televised matches where they've got draws. And I think the scrape bones are up there as well. So it's a good time to play Dundalk, obviously. Derry, as you say, misfired a wee bit compared to what happened last year and how good they were last year. As the players come in, probably hadn't the same sort of penetration as players they lost. Obviously, they were there last season. But, you know, they're still a good team and they're good players, and they'll be looking for a big performance. And Declan Devine will be looking for a team to push you out and maybe to move up three or four spots up the table and kind of show the form that the quality of squad he has available. But again, it's a big match. But I would fancy them to take something from Dundalk.
Yeah, just finally then, Declan, can you see this League of Ireland season being finished out?
It's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, there's word the cabinets are meeting, and so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out in the next 48 hours. That there's going to be a decision to go to a lockdown, another lockdown is level 5, so that's going to be interesting. I mean, they've done really well, both the FAI, and you have to commend them, and the clubs to get to this stage. So it's been run very professionally. It's only in the last while where clubs and players have picked up the COVID. And obviously that has consequences of the game being suspended and rescheduled. But it's been very good so far from everybody involved. So you would hate to see it being closed down, but you can understand that, if it was suspended for obviously maybe 3 or 4 weeks to see, or maybe 5 weeks, depending on what happens. But obviously that has consequences as well, because players are out of contract and it's not finished, and it might then end up going something similar like the Premier League or in England and Scotland, where you play the average points per goals per games played. And if that's the case, it'll be where you are. So you end up in the playoff spot and Cork be relegated. So that's, and it'll be the Shamrock Rovers have won the league, something similar like that. But whatever happens, happens, and you just got to deal with it. But I suppose the good thing about that, if it does go to the average points per games played, it'll mean that Harps are in the playoff spot and not relegated.
Declan Boyle, thanks for joining us on Sunday Sport.